I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. London-based plastic surgeon Mohammed Jawad is an expert at reconstructing burned faces. In 2008, he was involved in helping a young British model named Katie Piper. She had suffered horrific burns after having sulfuric acid thrown at her face. The attack was instigated by an ex-boyfriend. Acid assaults are often linked to domestic violence or rejected partners, and they're sadly all too common in a number of countries, including Pakistan, where Jawad was born. The London surgeon decided he had to help acid attack victims in Pakistan. His work is the subject of an Oscar-nominated documentary called Saving Face. Jawad said Katie Piper's case was eye-opening for him.
Now, I have been working in plastic surgery for over 17, 18 years, and I've been doing burns for over 10 years. But I never come across with such a vicious act of violence in my life. This premeditated thing, which is right coming across on the face on a young female who's been also very pretty and in London, was unheard of, to be honest. So I was horrified. But then there was a challenge sitting in front of me, and this young lady who had a completely no life on her skin and her face. We did a new treatment for her. We used some artificial dermis in one stage.
Artificial dermis is basically fake skin.
It is a skin, it's a scaffolder of a skin. It's a skin, it's a dermis, essentially, which is a deeper part of a normal skin.
How did you reach out to the victims in Pakistan at first and then get involved?
Well, I got introduced to this, and there was an NGO, a non-governmental organization in Pakistan, in Karachi for that reason. Somebody introduced me to this group who'd been looking after these acid victims. And at that stage, unfortunately, they were not getting any treatment done locally. And there were some Italian surgeons were coming to help them out. And I was very annoyed with myself. I said, look, you know, the others are coming and solving our local problem. You know, it's a shameful thing. Why we are not doing it? But I said, I should go and demonstrate that, you know, I mean business. So I offered my services. They accepted, and I'm very grateful for those, my real heroes of my patients who trusted me to allow me to help them as much as I could with my limitations.
A lot of people think plastic surgeons and they think, you know, cosmetic surgery, breast implants, Botox. I'm wondering if you're also doing this to perhaps improve the reputation plastic surgeons have.
I do both. My training involves a complete spectrum of plastic surgery, which also does aesthetic surgery. It's not contradiction to each other. I think it complements. So I do cosmetic surgery to feed myself, and then I do this work pro bono to sleep better. That's all I can say.
Well, your extraordinary story has been made, as we said, into an Oscar-nominated documentary called Saving Face. How has that helped your cause so far?
Well, first of all, I have to give a huge compliment to this crazy, fantastic chap called Daniel Jung, who's this brave man, you know, decided to come to this hostile territory in Pakistan to pick up on this story. And he felt very confident that, you know, this is a story which is worth telling. And I'm very grateful to the Academy that considered that it's a worthwhile call. The way I look at it, I said, look, you know, I've been, frankly speaking, I was fairly selfish at that time. My mother was not well. And I promised her that I'll come and visit you every 3 months. And while I was there, I said, I might as well do something as well. And this came perfectly handy. So I had the best of the both worlds, believe me. I could do 50, 60 cases in a year, which was very satisfying to me. And I was very pleased to go and tell my mom that this is what I've been doing. And at the same time, I could visit my not-so-well mom. She passed away last year. But she always encouraged me. And I think if this gets the recognition, A, it will bring a lot of awareness. It will also help these other people who had suffered that this is a violent act and it has to be condemned and these people have to be punished. But these special women, they need to be specially cared for sensitively. So maybe the old segment of society, at least in our parts of the world, in the subcontinent, would be able to wake up to it and hopefully respond in a positive way.
Dr. Mohammed Jawad speaking with us from London. He's been providing pro bono plastic surgery for victims of acid attacks in Pakistan. Dr. Jawad, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.